The subcommittee heard from two panels of witnesses, and that included Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Jason Weller and Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Docini, responsible for implementation, as well as stakeholders who shared their perspectives on the different conservation programs. Now, the conservation title of the Farm Bill does provide farmers, ranchers, foresters, and landowners with voluntary incentive-based financial and technical assistance for conservation practices. And through these programs, producers are able to protect and restore water quality and quantity, along with air quality, wildlife habitat, and meet regulatory requirements. Chairman Thompson said he was very pleased to hear from both agencies responsible for implementation and stakeholders that these conservation programs are working successfully. He said NRCS and FSA have done great work on the grassroots level to make sure these programs are implemented so our farmers and ranchers are able to maintain and protect our natural resources. And while I applaud their work in implementing the voluntary incentive-based programs, he said, I remain concerned about the implementation of conservation compliance restrictions on crop insurance. But he does look forward to further oversight to ensure these conservation programs continue to work for rural America. If you'd like to see written testimony from the hearing, you can find it at agriculture.house.gov.